Well, let's finish figuring out what it is we got to know to know strategies. If we go to John the Baker, he's got to tell us his ingredients, and he's got to tell us the amounts and qualities. Is there anything else he's got to tell us? Yes or no? Yeah, he's got to tell us the order and sequence, right? Because even if you write ingredients, put them in the wrong order and sequence, you won't get the same quality of chocolate cake. Same thing's true with a telephone number. You know somebody's number dialed in the wrong order, you're not going to reach them. You know the keys to a vault, the numbers to the vault, put them in the wrong order, it doesn't work. So you have a sequence for being motivated, for example. Some of you see something, and then you say something to yourself, and that gives you a feeling called motivated. Others of you say something to yourself, and then you get a feeling, and you say, I'm motivated, and you're motivated at that point. And sometimes people use more than three. You know, they use those three and they recycle them to get motivated. So there is a sequence that's very important. And by the way, the order and sequence, we also call the syntax. It's like if I said, the dog bit Johnny. You all know what that is, right? But what if I said, Johnny bit the dog? Same exact ingredients, different sequence, very different experience, especially if you're Johnny, right? So sequence is called syntax also. For short, we say order and sequence is the syntax. So you gotta know the ingredients, the amounts and qualities, and the syntax, the order and sequence they need to go into. And then the fourth thing is, you gotta be able to know how John cooked it. Meaning, you can have the same ingredients, right? Same order and sequence of those ingredients, same amounts and qualities. But if you cook yours, he cooks his at 700 degrees, 675, and you cook yours at 50 degrees, are you going to get the same result? Obviously not. Well, what does that have to do with a human being strategy? Well, if you make the same picture, like watch this. Let's say I told you the way I motivate myself is to make a big, bright picture that's very close. And then I say to myself, let's do it in a certain tone of voice. And then I get this feeling that motivates me. But this is how you do it. You do the right ingredients, the right tonality, right everything. But you do it in this physiology because the physiology is your oven. The way you use your physiology cooks it. So if I say make a bright picture and you make a bright picture like this, is that gonna produce the same kind of bright picture as if you do it like this? Yes or no? No, this is cooking at 675, this is cooking at 50. So there are four elements to strategies. You gotta know the ingredients, what did they actually do? You gotta know, secondly, the amounts and qualities. Like, did they make a picture? Did they bring it close, far, big? Did they say, I hate this, I love this? Did they say it fast? They go, I love this. They say it slow, I love this. How do they do it, right? And then, most importantly, what's the sequence of it? What do they do first, second, third? And then lastly, what was their physiology like when they were doing it and for how long? They didn't cook it for 50 years. They cooked it for a certain period of time with a certain intensity, okay? How many follow this? Say I. So you might say, okay, Tony, that's great, but how do I actually get somebody's strategy? What if I go to John the Baker and I say, John, give me your strategy, give me your recipe, and he says no. Or worse, what if he says, I'd love to give it to you, but I don't know what it is. Is it possible for someone to get results without knowing how they do it? Yes, there's a term for it. We call it unconscious competence, where someone is competent, but they're unconscious about how they do it. Right? They're just kind of getting state. So if John said, I'd really love to give it to you, Tony, but I don't have the recipe, I just do a pinch of this, a dash of that, I'm not quite sure how I do it, would you just give up and say he's a genius and you could never get the same quality of chocolate cake? Yes or no? If you were totally committed to getting John's recipe, what would you do? That's right. You'd put the cook in the kitchen, you'd watch what he did, and you'd record it, and then you'd see, did I do it right by saying, okay, now let me tell you what to do, and you have him do it and see if it works. Same thing. So step one to getting someone's strategy, your own or someone else, we call put the cook in the kitchen, which means either catch the person while they're in state doing something, and see how they're doing it, or put them in state.